Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. A few stolen minutes out of your day to talk words and communication, because Ben Franklin and Kurt Cobain both influenced our modern English language, and spelling memes deserve to be debunked. Words, language, human communication, everything begins there. Nori Epstein once said, "The best writing advice I ever received? Facts are eloquent." Oh, how much I love that statement. It's true in conversations, in books, in journalism, and anywhere words might take you. Sometimes these facts are world-changing. Sometimes these facts are word-changing, or at least in how you perceive certain uses of language. Are you ready to dive in? I have two big questions for you today. If you are doing something piecemeal, how do you spell that? And how did a silhouette portrait, a black shadow of a profile, rather than a standard painted portrait, gain its name? Silhouette. This is episode 4 of season 3 of the Words You Should Know podcast. There's so much you should know, really. And here we go. If a Happy Meal once made you excited as a kid, would a piecemeal, P-E-A-C-E, make you excited as a grown-up? Happy is good, but peace is a larger group undertaking. I know it's not that simple, but I like the idea of a piecemeal, even if this isn't the actual spelling of the word. What are we actually talking about? To do something bit by bit. To do it in pieces. First things first, the beginning of this word is piece, P-I-E-C-E, not piece, P-E-A-C-E. Got it? Good. But what about the rest of it? Piecemeal, piecemeal, piece what? I know meal, M-E-A-L, doesn't seem logical here. There's nothing involving food to mention, no calories, and nothing Instagram-worthy. But that is the correct spelling of this word, P-I-E-C-E-M-E-A-L. The truth of it is that piecemeal is simply a really old word dating back to roughly 1300. And this meal, M-E-A-L, ending that was once completely logical has transformed into something bemusing, something befuddling. But here's what you should know. Piecemeal comes from the word piece as we understand it today. Isn't it awesome when there's a not tricky part? Combined with the suffix or word ending meal, M-E-A-L. But again, let's think past food. This old meal, M-E-A-L, was used around the concept of measurement. For example, a foot meal was not a time to sit and dine on feet. It was talking about the length of a foot. Moreover, it was more than a measurement. It was understood as foot by foot, or a little bit at a time. Foot meal. Thus, piecemeal could be understood not just as a small measurement, but also piece by piece, which would hold the same meaning for us today. We should also add into this conversation the old word finger meal, which is not a meal to be eaten with one's fingers, but that same use of meal as a measurement, as in the length of a finger. Foot meal, finger meal, piecemeal, it's all coming together now, isn't it? Hopefully. At least you'll get the spelling right, and please remember, piecemeal is a single word. No hyphen is necessary. We're not talking about world peace within this word, and I've even heard interesting arguments about how it's piecemeal, related to the chainmail a knight might have worn in the Middle Ages, the little links joining up piece by piece to make the whole. To this, I say cool idea, and very creative, but just because you can make up a story doesn't mean it's true. Wait a moment, I'm sensing a moral here. You know I love storytellers, but there is a time and a place for such creativity. Spreading fake news about etymology stories? That's just going too far. Do you have any word origin stories that you've always believed were true, but then actually weren't? I feel you. But now is the time to get things right. To write things right. To right the wrongs by writing them right. Too much? And speaking of origin stories, here's one more for today. Think of the word silhouette. What does this evoke for you? Do you have one hanging on your wall at home? Do you have one in your attic? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? Think of an image in a single color, usually depicting a person's profile. Most commonly, it's black on a white background. Are we on the same page? Okay, so why on earth is this called a silhouette? It's not quite another boycott story with a word forever pointing to a man's shame, but it's not that far off, really. There was once a French finance minister, Étienne de Silhouette, who imposed strict economic restrictions during the Seven Years' War. The upper classes especially did not appreciate the restrictions he put into place, and the name silhouette began to be used as a synonym for something done cheaply, not necessarily piecemeal, but cheaply. Then, when profile portraits began to be popularized, largely because these black profiles were significantly less expensive than a formal painted portrait, they became known as silhouettes, and the name stuck. When we imagine silhouettes today, we don't immediately think cheap, so that's a positive for Étienne de Silhouette. However, in his day, his name was not a popular one. True story. Facts are eloquent. What are you going to do with the truth today? How are you going to communicate it and communicate it well? Big truths, little truths, any truths. I mean, I'm still holding out for that piecemeal to complement a happy meal. But in the meantime, let's work on using our words well. Perhaps today, it starts with spelling piecemeal correctly. Tomorrow, who knows? Are you curious or confused about the words you use every day? For more information, there's my book, An Elements of Style for the Twitter Generation, called Get a Grip on Your Grammar. You can also sign up for my monthly newsletter to learn more at getagriponyourgrammar.com. And stay tuned for new book publication updates. I might be able to share details as early as next week. I cannot wait. Thank you so much to those of you who have taken the time to review or rate this podcast. That actually means a lot in terms of helping grow our audience. I really appreciate it. And if you haven't, why don't you head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google or Stitcher or wherever you listen and do so. I am so grateful for it. Until next time. Words. Language. Communication. You've got this.